Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of In Accord. There are a couple of things I want to bring to your attention before I get into this episode. First, the Dallas congregation was pleased to host their annual regional spring prom and basketball tournament this past weekend, and it proved to be a great opportunity for a lot of people. We had 425 in attendance for Sabbath services, and that was preceded by a teen speech club meeting attended by 41 teenagers from the region. We had guests come from other states near and far: Oklahoma, Arkansas, Colorado, Missouri, Kentucky, Ohio, Georgia, and even Ontario, Canada, and maybe some others that I'm not aware of. Later that evening, 66 teens and 10 adults gathered at a hotel for a fine dinner and a tribute to this year's graduating seniors, followed by a really wonderful dance. Going on at the same time, there were basketball games for the preteens. And then on Sunday, more basketball games for the teens and men and women. Now, at the same time, the Northeast region had their prom going on in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I don't have the same details on that event, but from everything I've seen on social media, they had a great time there as well. Personally, I really enjoy seeing our young people and families having such positive experiences in great environments. And I just want to give a shout out to all of you parents especially, who make sure that your kids have these opportunities to participate. I am a long way removed from being a teenager in the church, but I still have vivid memories of that time and how important it was, not only for my social, but also for my spiritual development, to have such positive experiences with my peers who are of the same mindset and way of life. Now, speaking of our young people, just a reminder that as of Monday, March 3rd, registration is open for our summer camps here in the U.S. Just go to the Cogwa Youth Camps page, either directly or through the link on the member website, and you can find the application forms and all the information that you need. And one other reminder, FI Online is now in the Book of Exodus, with Class 2 being posted this week. With 5 weeks remaining until the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, this is a very timely book to be studying. So I encourage you to be catching these classes as Dr. Levy goes through the events leading up to Israel's deliverance out of slavery from Egypt and that link to the events that we will be commemorating very soon. Now I want to turn my attention to the main topic. A while back, I was in the early stages of a baptism counseling with a young adult. And one of the assignments I wanted to give was to study Lesson 10 of the Bible study course titled The Process of Christian Conversion and to go through the first four journeys. When I brought that up, the response was, "What's that?" And at first I was surprised at the response, the answer, but then I realized that we first created the Bible study course nearly 4 years ago, and the first set of journeys came out about 8 years ago. Now, we publicized them heavily at the time they were published, but it's been a few years since we focused on them, so I couldn't really blame her unless she was seriously exploring Life Open Truth and came across those things. It's no wonder she wasn't really familiar with them, and she was a teenager back then when being less focused, perhaps, on those things. So when I showed them to her, she was very excited to see them. She said, "I love the way these are organized. It looks very helpful." And she said she couldn't wait to get started going through them. And she also said that she thinks a number of her peers and friends are also unfamiliar with them. Now, I've heard similar statements not only from young adults, but also from older members over the last few years that they're not always aware of all of the resources available on Life Open Truth. And the fact of the matter is, we have so much material that it can be a bit overwhelming. I don't think anyone can keep up with everything. However, it is important that everyone keeps up with some things, the things that keep our Bible knowledge sharp, that help us study God's Word effectively and keep us grounded. And for our younger people, materials that build the solid doctrinal foundation that your spiritual house for the rest of your life is going to be built upon. So I decided that every now and then on In Accord, I'm going to highlight one or two of the features we have on Life Open Truth. in order to make sure that church-wide awareness is raised of the resources available. This is very important. So for this program, I want to focus on the two previously referenced programs. And in order to do that, I sat down with the author of the Bible study course, Eric Jones, and the author of the Journey series, Jeremy Lawlier, to talk about these two assets. And here's that interview. So thanks for joining me today, and let's go back to the beginning. What was the thinking behind and the purpose for these projects? And let's start with you, Eric, with the Bible study course.
Thank you, Mr. Kyla. Well, one of the main reasons we decided to build and write a Bible study course was because we needed something that was systematic on the package of God's truths. We already, at that point, had a lot of articles, we had blogs, we had booklets, but, you know, they're all individual products, so you'd have to go find each one to learn everything. So we wanted to create kind of a systematic package where someone could go through it in a systematic, logical order and learn the basics, not everything, but the basics of God's truth. So that's what the Bible study course was, a systematic course to take them through, you know, what we would say are 10 or 11 basic topics that somebody coming into the church or growing up in the church should really know and understand.
And we thought this would be something for the more serious-minded person who really wanted more from for their own personal growth.
Correct. Yeah. And plus it was designed to be very interactive and to give a different approach to interacting with the content. Our booklets and articles are very good. They're thorough and in depth, but they're more of a direct instruction approach if you're talking educational terms. But this was more of an active learning approach where somebody had to actually get into their Bible, look up scriptures, answer questions, think about things. So it's just a different approach to learning, you know, what they can get in the booklets, but in a more interactive setting.
And Jeremy, Journeys was something brand new. We had nothing historically similar. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, it actually started when looking at the content on the website. We have so much content, but it can be difficult to maybe guide someone through a bigger concept. You know, if we start on one article and you go to another, they might not be written by the same author. They might have, they can explain the same concepts, but maybe not in a way that takes you from start to finish on a bigger scale. So what we thought we would do, it initially started as a curation. So we were going to take some articles from across the site and put them together and say, here, read through this package of articles. And we tried that, and it still didn't have that cohesive feel that we wanted. So we stepped back and said, well, let's start from scratch on it and write something that goes from start to finish through a concept. And that's where the idea of a journey came from. We were going to initially take someone through articles to demonstrate a bigger concept. So the first one's knowing God, and the idea was we'll get together all the articles on that, but what we've done is put together a brand new piece of content that over the course of multiple days you go through, and we have the advantage of knowing you started on day one, you're going to move to day two, you're going to move to day three, you've been with us the whole way. You can bring up a concept in day one that you can revisit in day three and not have to worry about reinventing the wheel the same way. So similar line of reasoning to the Bible study course, but from a different approach of long-form content.
So somebody says, okay, I want to do the Journeys. What are they going to get? Take me on a quick tour through what the Journeys are exactly.
Sure. So we have multiple Journeys. The first four were meant to be done sequentially. You start with Journey 1. It's about knowing God. So you spend 7 days exploring different characteristics of God. You know, he's God the Unlimited. Why is he called a jealous God? You know, why is he called a shepherd? And so every day you're putting together more and more characteristics of God that are revealed in the Bible. And the idea is you end up with a better conception of who God is. But then you're left with a problem of, okay, if God is all these things, if he's loving and all-powerful and looking out for us, then why does evil exist? So the second journey takes us through the problem of evil. Why does evil exist in the world? And it's something you have to grapple with as you're in the Christian faith. You know, there are bad things in the world. There are bad things that happen. And if we believe in an all-powerful God, how do you square those two things? So we deal with that in Journey 2. And then Journey 3, we look at God's plan. So walking through the holy days and what he's laid out for us in terms of what he's doing in the world. So it's not just there's a good God, there's bad things in the world, but what's he doing about it? So we're moving on a progression through there. And then finally that culminates in the people of God. So we, as God's people in his church, what is our role there? What does he want from his creation? And then, you know, we talk about the idea of the church and being a part of it. So those are all the first four that are meant to stand together. You move through those, and then we started doing standalone concepts. So we've got the fruit of the Spirit, we've got the armor of God, we're working on more. But that's the general idea, is moving through a journey of understanding these bigger concepts.
And same thing, same question for the Bible study course, that it takes a totally different approach, but what would somebody expect with subscribing to that?
Well, as we said earlier, it's very interactive. So somebody who's going into the Bible study course knows that they're going to be expected to work. They're not just reading something. They're expected to do something. So the Bible study course, the main core of it is a question and answer format like we've had in the past, where you're going through a topic and you're asked a question, and then you're provided a number of Bible scriptures that essentially answer that question. But we don't just print out the scriptures for you. You actually have to look up the scriptures and fill in some blanks. And they're usually key words that help you understand that scripture. There's also some interesting activities, various kinds of activities in the lessons that are just really designed to be interactive. So, for instance, I have the lesson 8 here in front of me. This is on the Festivals of God Part 1, which would be a really good one to do in preparation for the spring festivals. But there's one activity on page 7, the early church and the festivals of God, and it gives you a number of references where a festival, a holy day, is mentioned in the New Testament, and the person has to look it up and then identify in the missing box in the column what festival is being observed here. Instead of just telling them, okay, in 1 Corinthians 5, the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Passover is mentioned, they have to look it up and then write that in. So again, designed to be very interactive. This lesson towards the end also has an interactive calendar activity to help them learn how the Pentecost is calculated from the wave sheaf and then counting forward 50 days.
Now, we have two versions, one for Life Open Truth and one that's on the COGWA members site. Can you explain what this difference is there?
Yeah, and there's nothing, they aren't different courses, but there are different approaches. So the one on Life, Hope, and Truth, you enroll and you take it lesson by lesson, in the sense that the quiz unlocks the second lesson. So it forces the student to do it sequentially and in order. You can't move on to lesson 2 unless you've taken lesson 1. And this gives us the ability to track it and see who have gone through this. Because, you know, as far as the people in the world, you know, coming to Life, Hope, and Truth and doing this, that would be an audience who is pretty far along, pretty engaged, and pretty interested. And then, you know, hopefully at the end, you know, they would request more or reach out to us, or we can reach out to them. The one on the member site is more designed to be printed out and done. And, you know, I think a lot of members would like that. For that one, the quizzes are designed right into the lesson. So, you know, you print out the whole thing and you have the quiz, you take it, and then you have the quiz as a record. But also the member site allows you to pick one lesson. So if you want to do, let's just say, a lesson in preparation for the spring festivals, if you want to take lesson 8 and just take lesson 8 at this point, you can just go in and download lesson 8, print it out, or do it online, and then, you know, that is your tool, and then maybe do the rest of the courses later.
Okay. So I think the benefit to the world at large is obvious. Why should someone in the church already take the Bible study course or the journeys? What is the benefit to members, or in particular young people, to teenagers and up, to take the Bible study course?
Well, I think specifically for young people, it just gives them a great foundation for understanding the truth of God in a systematic way. But not just that foundation of understanding these 11 core doctrinal topics, but also the discipline and principles of Bible study. It's going to help you learn to look up scriptures, interpret scriptures, put scriptures together, you know, understand the concept of here a little, there a little, and how a doctrine is built by looking at all the scriptures on a topic. So I hope for a young person, not only is it going to ground them in the fundamental doctrines, but it's also hopefully going to teach them the skills and practices of Bible study that hopefully they'll be able to apply and for the rest of their life. And for a seasoned member of the church, I think it's just a good review, just to solidify the foundation. Because, you know, if you don't review something regularly, details can slip.
Mm-hmm. And the same question for journeys. What is the benefit?
Part of what's nice about the journeys, I think, is that you're dealing with concepts that, whether you're new to the faith or you've been in it a while, there are questions that can be difficult and hard, or maybe you haven't spent as much time thinking about. And the journey is designed to walk you through some of that. You know, in the first one, we're talking about the attributes of God, and one of them is that He's a jealous God. And that can be kind of hard to square, you know, when you think of a loving God. Well, what is jealousy doing there? There's a reason for it, and you need to come to terms with why that is part of God's character. And, you know, you move into the problem of evil, and that's a whole can of worms to try to unpack. But you need to be able to have an answer for why that is. You need to be able to understand why God's allowing the world to be the way that it is. And so as you move through this, the hope is that it builds a skeleton of what we believe, right? It's not everything. It's not comprehensive, but it gives you the bones of it, where, you know, this is who God is, and this is why he's doing what he's doing, and this is his plan to make everything better, and this is where you fit in it, and you can walk away from those first four with this with a better insight into those things. And I think that's helpful whether you've been doing this for 50 years or you've just started. It's questions that we all need to grapple with. And then the standalone journeys, I think the benefit is you get a deeper dive into some of these lists that are really easy to read over. So right now we've got Fruit of the Spirit and Armor of God, and you know, they're memory scriptures, but it's easy to sort of blur them all together. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is a bunch of good things, right? But Paul put each of those in there for a reason. He was inspired to record those. They each matter. And we can spend a day looking at each of those traits. You get a better comprehension of what is the fruit of the Spirit and why does God want to see it grow in us, and how do we do that? And the same with the armor of God. They're all these pieces are affixed different traits. Why? Why those pieces? And why should we care about each one? And you go through that and you get a better skeleton, I think, of it. Yeah. So that's I think, one of the benefits.
Well, I've been in the church for over 60 years, and when I go through these, I look and say, I wish I would have had that when I was a teenager. And when I go through it, I say, I'm glad I have it now when I'm, you know, far removed from being a teenager, and I can, you know, be refreshed and remember and test myself and be reminded of these things that sometimes go a little bit hazy in your memory if you haven't looked at it in a while, and it's just beneficial all the way. Any plans for the future on both of these areas?
Well, we are hoping to expand the Bible study course at some point. We have 11 lessons right now, and we really need to get it to 12, the number of organizational beginnings, and then hopefully have more after that. We're not quite sure if we're going to keep the 11 or maybe eventually 12 core lessons and then maybe do some mini lessons, mm-hmm. or just continue to expand it, you know, indefinitely. So, but we do plan to add to it.
There's no shortage of material.
No.
And for journeys?
Journeys, too. I mean, there's plenty of lists in the Bible that are great to dive into for why are all these things together? And so there's a lot of those we're going to plan on mining through and saying, well, what is important about each of these, and why should we care as Christians? And there's a lot of value to be gained in those, so we have plans to keep doing them.
Good. Thanks so much for coming. I think this is very helpful, and all the best as you go forward in these projects.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope you did, too. You know, in that baptism counseling I was telling you about, after we talked about the Bible study course and the journeys, I walked over to my bookcase and pulled this notebook off the shelf and said, this was the Bible study or the Bible correspondence course that I went through beginning when I was probably 15, and many other teens in the church went through it because we were strongly encouraged to. 58 lessons, I believe it was. And we were expected to write out every scripture and had to pass a test every four lessons in order to continue. Now, at times it was laborious and it demanded some dedication, but I strongly believe it was a key factor in laying the doctrinal foundation of my life. I would love to see a movement among our young people, with older members leading the way by example, of using tools like this to establish your doctrinal foundation. There is nothing really more important. I'll close with a similar encouragement from Paul to his young protege, Timothy. In 1 Timothy 4, verses 12 through 13, we read this. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And then skipping to verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. That's pretty emphatic. It has to do with your salvation. And again, this is a great way to do that. The Bible study course and the journeys. Well, that's it from the office here in McKinney. Be sure to join us next week when Mr. Doug Horchek will be your host. And I suspect he will be reporting on his recent trips to Latin America. In the meantime, take care, stay strong, and have a wonderful Sabbath.